Maybe not picture perfect tonight, Tad, but 4 points on the weekend. Got to be happy with what your team did over the last couple nights.
Yeah, we obviously took the steps forward. We cleaned up our D zone, obviously only giving up 3 goals all weekend and one pretty late in the game. So, you know, you can kind of count it as 2 and 1 kind of in the graveyard shifts. But no, definitely happy with how it was. Obviously, we've got to have that killer instinct to make sure to put these teams away because, I mean, down the stretch, you have to make sure you don't let teams back into it that can crawl back. So, but definitely happy with 4 points this weekend. And it's a big confidence booster for our guys.
Tyson Endel, you know, I think you saw what you got from your backup goalie. I mean, this is Damon's team and he's going to run with it, but you got to have a guy that can step up. He did well tonight in his SJHL debut.
Yeah, I thought he was really good. The way he handles the puck definitely makes it a third defenseman back there, and it obviously showed with him getting assist and just the way he competes and everything like that. Obviously, it's good for everybody to see, especially the guys in the room, to have the confidence in both guys, you know, if whoever's called upon. But I mean, it's I thought he played well tonight.
I guess just lastly here, obviously, again, I'm never taking anything away from Kindersley or Notre Dame. They're obviously, you got to be what, you know, play to beat them every night. But now you get set for 4 big games. Battleford's not last year's, but still a good team, and then Humboldt's always there. So a big 4 games coming up, but you got 5 days to prepare and get ready.
Yeah, obviously, you got to get back to work on Monday with practice and keep shoring up everything that we need to. And like you said, it's big games coming back up, and then we got to worry about Friday night against North Battleford coming here. And I know they're not the team from last year, but they're, you know, they're still well coached by Klimosko there, and they're going to be a team that's going to come in and you know, be ready to work. And we've got to be ready. Obviously, it's nice to get back to 500, but now we've got to keep building every day.